Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to Storm Dispatch. So today we're going to begin a little bit different format. And that format is going to be based on what our current situation is. I'll be very honest. If I had to give the news right now, I really think I'd have to be on like antidepressants or something. Not because I believe any of it, but because the media is in overdrive, which is in itself something to be cautious of. So what we're going to do in the mornings, and these shows might run just a little bit longer, try to keep them pretty tight, but we're going to review, for the short term, we're going to review our founding documents. And today I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence, which I think is extremely important for all of us to kind of know very well, in fact. But what I do want to point out some things to start your day, and I think it's important to really hold on to this. When we say hold the line, in a unconventional warfare sense, there is nothing more important right now than sitting and observing what's happening. There's a lot of theories running out there. We've had some great guests on this last week, Jim Pugh, and there's a lot of things unfolding. And so the one thing I will encourage everyone, not to let your minds run crazy on either direction at all, but instead to be able to do, hang on just a second. Sorry, we just added a mod. So what we want to be able to do is to observe what's going on here and with a calm perspective and not run into the deep, dark areas of insanity. Now, there's been a lot of tells, and there's been a lot of story that's unfolding, but anomalies are important right now. And until we can resolve the anomalies, we really don't know what's unfolding. Keeping in mind that, and I've said this before, President Trump carries what's called a Yankee white clearance. That's what he carried. And there, at that level of clearance, very few people have access to what all of that looks like. So it's impossible to right now from anybody to make calls. I don't care if they've had a conversation with him or not, of what actually has gone on. So I'm just going to sit back on this right now, not freaking out in any way. And there's nothing we can do about it anyway. I mean, this is a good win or this is a everything's bad win, but whatever it is. So we need to take a breath. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm just reading that Antifa goes to the White House. That's because of Antifa.com, if you go there. Patriots, the first thing to look at, and I'm very serious about this. There's a level of insanity that is going on right now that everyone needs to step back a little bit and realize that something's not right, okay? That's the first thing that should trigger is that when you look at this administration, you look at everybody that was present. You look at how few people were present. You look at the presence of how many people were online watching this show yesterday. Take a breath. Seriously, take a breath. And just observe. Now, I'm going to throw out some anomalies that it is important to take a look at. Number one, there is some footage, which we can't completely validate, but I mean, as far as exactly when it happened or or so forth. But it appears within the last couple of days that a motorcade passed by some National Guard members. They were in front of the Capitol. And there's no question that's the footage from it. I just don't have the exact timing. What's critical, though, is that a good portion of them had turned their back to this motorcade. Now, Patriots, I'm going to tell you something, that if that is in a normal situation, the reprimands that would come from that would be unprecedented. Okay? You never do that in uniform, and yet it was done. So again, I'm encouraging you to just breathe, because something is off there. The fact that the command is not reprimanding, that's important, or at least we haven't heard any stories. And the other thing you need to ask yourself is, why didn't the media run with that story? They hate this sort of stuff, meaning the military and their loyalty to President Trump. They didn't run with the story. So again, it's a question that has to be answered until these anomalies start to be resolved. Here's another one for you. Why is there dead silence, and I mean comms silence, still out of Hollywood A-listers? Tell me a time in 2016 or 2018 that they weren't out in front waylaying our president with every verbal assault they can be. Where is Inslee? Where's Kate Brown? Where's Governor Gavin Newsom? Where's Gretchen the Witch? Where's Kemp? You see, all of these things are, there's no voices going on here. Sure, we see Brennan pop up again, but notice when he popped up, he's doing some sort of Skype call with an ear thing in, and we don't even know where he's at. He's just talking. I mean, what we know about the media, and this is, again, when they go on a full court press to try to convince you of something, I take a pause, because something's not adding up, and I truly mean this. There's no question what we're witnessing, which are communists and this sort of crazy insurgency that we have before us, but it is not as it seems, and I'm telling you that. And here's the other thing. The military troops are still in D.C. The fencing is still in D.C. Now, whether you believe this or not, if you listen to the interview by Jim Pugh, which is on YouTube still, believe it or not, they didn't pull that down. And that interview was two nights ago on the Bards FM show. So I would highly encourage you to listen to that and take a breath, okay? All of these things are unfolding. What we're seeing is unfolding. Is the first piece that I say always is, you can't control what you can't control. So before I jump into the Declaration of Independence, I just got off the phone with a great American, good friend, great family. And we were talking stories. So I'm going to share a story, the same one I just shared with him. And by the way, he's like one of these super cool dudes, if you know what I mean. And anyway, it's good people, was what I'm saying. What I want to tell you, Patriots, is there are some amazing Americans out here that are not going to put up with the nonsense. But right now, we all need to take a breath. Okay. There was a moment in Afghanistan when I was there that I had to step out of the kind of umbrella of the military operations, and I was literally having to exist on local economy for a while. Long story behind that, which I'm not going to share here, but nonetheless, there was a moment in time when I had to rely 100% on my own resources in a foreign country and living there on local economy, living with a group that I had, a network that I had built up, so effectively kind of like living in a safe house. And things looked horrible in those moments. It looked like I was going to have to escape out of Pakistan. I'm not exaggerating. And I had resources, meaning cash and some other things I had set aside for a case of an emergency like that. But you know, the one thing that I did was smart, was I just stopped. And it was really a kind of a cool moment. I had went over and joined this group that I had joined up with this group that had been working a lot of the political actions. They're all local Afghans. They had a room for me. We came in, we broke bread, we sipped tea, we drank, we ate rice and goat, which we always seem to do. And over a couple of days, I was able to get a perspective, and the storm blew over. Okay. I'm here. And that's a good thing. So my point is, I could have reacted. I could have jumped and raced across the border, gone into the SWAT, try to survive that craziness. No, that's not what happened. Okay. So all I'm saying is we can't control what's happening right now. We're in the middle of a storm. What everyone needs to understand is we're all going to be okay in the end. And I know this doesn't even, it sounds like, oh, here he goes again. He's going to give us that hopium. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, we're going to be okay for a couple of reasons. I never expect anything to be easy. I always expect that there's going to be challenges. I recognize the fact that whatever we're in deals with a global international cabal of a magnitude that we can't even imagine. The example I always give to reset perspective is, this is a global cabal that literally launched a pandemic media campaign to get everybody locked in the state of fear that began somewhere up at the highest levels of the Jesuit order and somewhere else over at the highest levels of the CCP. And it trickled down to your local county and your local hospital, that you, and even your local newspaper. That's the network we're dealing with. Okay. So it's not small, not small at all. So we breathe. And literally, it's important right now to breathe. We're going to be okay in this. It's going to get a little bit rough, possibly. But until we turn the corner, we're not going to be able to see the whole picture. And when I say that, it's going to take a couple of weeks. I can hear it already. You know, it's like, what are we going to do? We should have taken action. No, there's nothing we could have done. Okay. Now, the other anomaly, I keep saying it, I'm going back to it. We still have 30,000 troops in DC. So that's something to keep an eye on right now. Why are they still there? Listen to Jim Pugh's interview. The question you ask is, why are we still there? If all the inauguration is over, where is the threat? If they're truly encircling that to protect this capital, and that's the way we're going to live, then we adjust from there. Okay? Everyone's still in a bit of shock and awe right now. There's a lot of anger and things flowing around. Okay, we breathe, hold the line, hold the steady line. And most of all, stay tight in faith and stay unified with one another. Don't start breaking ranks and falling apart and losing your mind. It doesn't do anybody any good. Okay, we're patriots. We're rooted in God. We're solid with where we're going. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. God's not going to forsake us. And in these moments, this is when we feel like we have been, okay? Those are those moments. All right, so I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence, and this is a good moment here to read this, take a deep breath. Remember that when our founding fathers signed this document, all of them were marked for treason, okay? It's okay. They did it. They stood boldly, and they faced an empire greater in scope at that time, even than what we face, because where we are right now is a place where we have 80 million, 100 million patriots. We're here together. But consider that at this moment in time, this empire that they were facing, Britain, UK, United Kingdom, it was the biggest empire in the world. And this was 13 little colonies, okay? And yes, it was a strategic node for the British, but it only became that because the colonies unified together. They did things like boycotts and they did information campaigns and they all took the risk. The thing to always remember that no matter what we face, power is a perception, meaning that those in rule will only rule you if you let them rule you. I mean this. And that may very well seem like crazy words when you're looking like, oh my goodness, all these organizations. Okay. Take a breath. We are not against, it is not like 100% of them or 100% against us, okay? There are amazing men and women throughout our military. There's amazing men and women throughout our agencies, across every agency. Just take a breath. DC is a sour, rotten center of hell, quite frankly. And in fact, it's a Luciferian center of worship. So it's probably one of the most, and everything up there is geared towards that. So we're seeing put a twist on it. We're seeing the best of the worst. How's that? Okay. We're witnessing the best of the worst. And I, for one, I haven't given up on my nation. I haven't given up on the military. I haven't given up on anybody. I just need to observe the storm a little bit, like we all do. You're not going to have stormtroopers hitting your door yet. Okay. There's a lot of, if you notice the things that they're coming out with, they know exactly where to hit you, because the first acts that they're doing are things about mandatory this, lock you down again, do this. Okay. Whatever. Patriots, stand to the line. Be ready. If we have to, we'll open this country up regardless. The federal government has no power over you unless you choose to give it. It's that simple. So let's read the Declaration of Independence. This is in Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impel them to this separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to obscure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whether any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history repeated injuries and usurpations, all having direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to of laws, the most wholesome and necessary of the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till the assent should he be obtained, and when suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in legislation, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with these measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for the exercise, the state remaining the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of the United States for the purpose of obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent of laws for the establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount of payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretend legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment by any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond the seas to be tried for pretend offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into the colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government, for suspending our legislature and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has contained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring all inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of war is an undistinguishable destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. To every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of free people. Nor have we been wanting in attendance to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them to the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled appalling to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name of and by the authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free, independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the United and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, that they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine Providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Patriots, that's our Declaration of Independence. and I would highly encourage everybody to spend some time going over it. To that point, we have taken and put together all of the founding documents, which are the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and we have put that together in a consolidated PDF, which is a free download. Now, I'm going to put that link on this podcast once it publishes. It'll publish about 15 minutes after the show is over. I encourage you to download it, to share it far and wide, and read it. Patriots, when we read that story, we have to put ourselves in that place. At this moment in time, as I said in the beginning, there's numerous anomalies that we have to reconcile before we lose our mind. But either way, whatever faces us ahead, we have to make choices based on what our founding fathers did and the rules and guidance that they gave us. We have, according to the Declaration of Independence, arrived at that point in which the current government in which we have no longer represents the will of the people. And in such a time, we have to make these decisions as we will to stay together and to make our position. While everybody's losing their mind, the most basic things are not being considered. The simple steps are, as we move forward here, if necessary, we can begin the issues of separation from an illegal government that is ruling over us. It's that simple. And we can do that at county by county. We can do that at a federal level, at a national level. None of this worries me, because what's ahead is all in our power. It's simply if we have the will to do it. I hear the rumors and the drum beating of China. We have a military. If our military is quite literally going to allow for that invasion to come onto our shores, we have another problem. Okay, that means that our military is completely controlled and owned by our good friends over across the sea, meaning those that produce the fortune cookies. But in the truth of the day, Patriots, we have to have some faith. Our founding fathers made these declarations knowing exactly what they did. Upon signing this document and making this declaration to the king, every single one of them was now subject to the charges of treason. And they did it. They did it with the bold statement at the end of the Declaration of Independence that we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So I encourage us all to take that oath, that statement right there. We mutually pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to each other and to this nation. And with that, we will be fine. Unknowns are scary in the future, but whatever happens right now, this took months. Do you know that this document, Patriots, to develop this document literally took a process of 15 years. Okay. And there was extreme threat. The process of resistance and defiance in the colonies began in 1760. Give or take a little bit, but right in there. It was an effort of pastors speaking truth about tyranny. It was a process of businesses coming together, people awakening people, and eventually the colonies united and they took physical stands of protest and defiance against the British. It wasn't until 1775 when the British were being hit so hard by the colonial boycott of goods, in which British exports to the colonies dropped upwards of 50%, causing tremendous problem within the crown's finances, that they sent a group of British, over 2,000 soldiers, in fact, to Boston, which had a population at the time of 16,000, which meant there was approximately one soldier for every eight people. And it was that what followed that was the Boston Massacre, when they shot and they killed a number of peaceful protesters. That then led to the first official shot fired in the Revolutionary War, and that was at the Battle of Lexington and Concord in 1775. So there was a long road here to get to this document. But in our own process, we have this document. It's essential that we read it. It's essential that we know it. It's essential that we share it. Because if you read the details and take the time to really pay attention to the story that's laid out here of the reasoning behind the Declaration of Independence, you will discover that they were suffering the injustices that we witness now, but at a scale that we haven't even seen yet. So let us be calm, keep our head, keep our eyes forward. You can't control what you can't control. Just like being in a sailing boat in the middle of a storm, you're the only person in there. There's a couple of things that you have to keep in mind. Number one, You cannot change, make radical change in course, right? You can't do that. You have to set your tack line. You have to hold it and you have to adjust from it carefully. But if you make radical changes of course in the middle of a storm, you risk capsizing the ship. So breathe, be the captain of your ship. Stay on the helm. Keep your eyes forward. Keep your head up and breathe. Most of all, keep your faith strong in God and listen to what needs to be heard. There's many things unfolding. We're just at the beginning of what this storm is, whatever form it takes. And I really have a hard time believing at this moment in time, though perhaps, that we've just had everybody suddenly quit on us and walk away and leave us hanging. That just doesn't fit the narrative for me. And until proven otherwise, I'm standing too and holding the line. Patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and this that we always have when we come together to find the strength in prayer, the strength in unity among our brethren across this nation. Lord, we're reminded today of the bold and courageous stances that our founding fathers made, in which they mutually pledged to each of their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish a line which they would not cross in the name of your name, liberty, and faith. Lord, let us continue with that strength, each and every one of us, to be able to face this evil, this storm, without fear. To breathe, to look forward into what we see as a cloud and a haze, but to trust in you that you will provide us with a line, a true line, to see the truth and to avoid the deceptions that are before us. Things are not as they appear, and we know that, Lord, but it's oftentimes difficult to see the truth from all of the confusion that's placed before us with the intention of deceiving our way. Allow us that clarity, that strength to find the true line, to breathe deeply, to feel in you, to trust in you, and ultimately know that you shall and will deliver. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. It's a great day. And I'll tell you why it's a great day, because nothing changed 2 days ago, and today I'm still an American patriot. According to this administration, I'm now a domestic terrorist, but I'll say it this way. I'm a domestic terrorist, an American patriot. And somewhere in there, I guess now I'm still going to become an insurgent, but that's okay. No problem here. I'm good, because this is what I know. There is no way I'm living under tyranny, and there is no way that I'm not going to fight with every breath and every ounce of my body to take my country back. And I think everybody here is going to agree with me. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but I also know you don't pull the trigger on anything quickly. Not in a case like this. As I've said many times, be the sniper right now. Observe, know your environment, get to know it well, know the details of what's going on. Take a breath. Things will be okay in the end. Sometimes it's a little rough to get to the peak of the mountain, but we'll get there. Head up, Patriots. We're doing fine. God's with us. Have a blessed day. I'll see you at 9:45 for Political Theology. Thank you all for joining me over here on Podbean. We'll be here for the rest of the week until we get released from prison over at the YouTube Gitmo site. So once we get finished, we released over there, we'll be back. But until then, we're here. Have a blessed day. Head up, eyes forward, never relent. Always press into the fight, and God bless. Talk to you in a bit.
We were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your hand in mine. Storm from coming. Why look at all comes rushing? Wolves cry and lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder on them. You can't stop the storm from coming. Holding on to what we built. solution. East of Eden, running with the wolves of freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. Fire and ice we hold inside a revival. Storm from coming.